Excellent job, Nala, my expert darling hunter, as always. But on second thought, I think I might like at least a quick word with our noisy and intruding human before you indulge in your afternoon meal. So come. Remain where you are, human. Any quick movements and Nala will retake her place on your chest. Neither of us has eaten since morning, and I'll have no intention of calling her off a second time. Now then, I have several questions and you're going to answer them. For one, are you aware that this area of the forest that you have been trampling through, making more noise than a newborn elephant, is a territory that belongs solely to that of Nala and myself? Claiming ignorance is not an excuse. You made so much noise as you stomped your way through our turf that we both somehow managed to hear you before we even smelled you. All right, you failed the first question, so here's the second. You, and all other humans like you, have slowly been encroaching onto the great and sacred forest of this land. Though you are the first to trespass on our territory, there have been countless of your kind, slowly moving into other parts of this vast forest from the coast. With your massive metal rafts and moving shiny boxes that all produce the smell of sulfur and make noises so loud it hurts my head. What's more, you humans perform your savage practice of cutting down trees, and for seemingly no purpose other than to remove them to an unseen place. So I ask you, why are you here? And if you are knowledgeable of the subject, why are your other human companions encroaching into this forest? Answer me truthfully, human, for if you lie, Nala and I will know. It'll be the last lie to leave your mouth. I see. You were sent here to map out our territories, and you return your findings to your pack leaders. And then they will send more of your kind here. And you say they are aware of the existence of my kind as well? Oh, Nala. Then our fears and suspicions were justified after all. Very well. My question then. What part of you would you prefer Nala to eat first? I have partaken in the taste of your kind on only one occasion, and I did not find the taste pleasing. The same cannot be said for Nala, however. I don't know whether it is simply because she takes satisfaction in dispatching those who cause me, her sister, distress, or if it is simply because she finds the taste of your kind so appealing, or maybe because your kind has been arriving in these forests more and more. But humans have become somewhat of a new favorite of hers of late. You say you won't tell your pack leaders of what you found? The desperate pleadings of cornered prey, no different, whether human or animal. And here I told you not to lie to me, human. And what would happen if you did? Do you really expect me to believe that? Time sees the weathering and change of all that is in this world, and something as soft and weak as the lips of your face will be no exception. In time, you will reveal what you found and where. I see that map you've been recording your path findings on. If we free you, we have nothing to gain and everything to lose. While simply allowing Nala to have you, we'd see her satisfied until the coming morning and ensure our secret remains a secret for however long we have. And so I... So you shredded the map, and you believe that this is supposed to change our minds. But very well, it is small, your amiable trester, though it doesn't change anything. To repay that courtesy, however, I will honor you with the chance to ask one question of myself before I cease to deny Nala of her meal. You would ask me to return your trinket to where? To the outskirts of your human encampment, so that your family would know of your demise? I permitted you to ask one question, not make a request. However, I suppose I can honor that. Though I may despise your outsiders, I still respect your sense of camaraderie, and I can sympathize with the prospect of consoling family. To me, Danala and I, the pack is everything. Very well, remain where you are and toss it to me. Curious thing. It almost seems similar to... Yes, right. Apologies, sister. Well, human, this has been a brief yet educating encounter. I have learned a bit more of you and your kind, it would appear. Minuscule. We have our share of similarities. Whatever Nala does not eat of you, I will ensure the scavengers of the forest find. May you find solace, knowing your death will provide sustenance for the inhabitants of this endless forest. And well, just as promised, I will return this to the outskirts so your family will know of your demise. Nala, you may partake. Nala, wait. Yes, I know. I know I said you could. But now I'm saying wait. I am the elder sister, so heed me. I'm sorry, my love. I'm not sure what lies in my mind with this human. Something is different, amiss. He isn't like the others I've seen. Even his smell is odd. I can't be the only one who's noticed it. So be patient for a moment. I did not mean to become cross with you. Thank you, love. You, sit up. If you are able. But remain where you are. I'm going to approach you and take in your scent. And I want neither a word or a movement from your part. Or believe me, I will allow her to feed on you. This is only the second time in my life I've ever denied Nala her kill. And I'm very upset as a result. But there is something I must find out. Curious. You're the first human I've ever been this close to. Alive, that is. Turn your face towards mine, but do not look me in the eyes. I want to get a proper look at you. Curious. Your skin feels warm and quite soft. You look so similar to me as well. Show me your teeth. Well, almost similar. You'll find my teeth are far more fit to living in this forest. Now then, look away and turn your head to the side. You follow instructions well, that is good. Now I shall take in your scent, starting at your neck. So strange. Your scent is a curious one. I have smelled many of your kind before, but something about yours is different. It makes me feel... very well. Apologies, Nala. I don't think I will see him become a nourishment after all. Well, depending on what the human decides, I suppose. Yes, I understand. You have my word. I'll see that an extra large meal is caught before nightfall to compensate. But well, how should I put this? To both of you. I find your scent alluring, human. I do not know why, but I intend to discover why. So, here are your options, human. I will permit you to return to the den where Nala and I live, under the condition that you leave all your outsider belongings behind. That includes your outsider coverings as well, as I do mean everything. Though, you may keep your trinket. You should also understand that though I have chosen not to take your life now, your longevity is not guaranteed, as my decision of not allowing you to return from where you came still stands. Even I cannot say what fate will bring you, but I can say that if you choose to come with me, your life will at least continue for a time longer. You are, of course, welcome to refuse. You are a smart human, so I'm sure you understand what the outcome of your refusal would mean. A wise decision. And then relieve yourself of all your possessions. I will give you this skin from my shoulders to wear on our return to the cave. It will provide some protection from the forest brambles. I will find you more suitable skins at a later time. For an outsider, you have a surprisingly adept-looking body. And an admiral-sized member as well. You must make your mate very happy back where you came from. I do plan to question you on that, by the way, once we've returned. Good, good. Here's your trinket that you may keep in the skin. I would suggest wrapping it around your midsection. The parts of that area should be considered far more precious than your back. Now then, if you are prepared, follow me. And do try to keep pace. I can already tell that Nal and I will have to move considerably slower than normal. This forest is dangerous, and an outsider such as yourself knows nothing of what lurks between the trees. Losing you would certainly mean your death, and that is something I would prefer we have the say on. You know, for an outsider who's had no former place in this forest, you've kept up with us surprisingly well. Nal and I have only had slightly slow our pace for years. And here we are. This is the den in which Nal and I reside. We've been staying here ever since we broke from the pack and chose this place due to its safety from the threats of the forest, and due to the warm spring that naturally flows into the pool over there. You may familiarize yourself with the cave, but do not touch anything without asking permission, unless you'd prefer to lose a hand. I'm going to tend to starting a fire, and then I will tend to studying you, so prepare yourself. Yes, if it wasn't obvious, the pile of furs on which Nala currently sits is our bed. And your eyes do not deceive you, human. Those are the trinkets and possessions of outsiders. Some of them I took off the bodies of the dead, some of whom I killed myself. But most were too foolish and lacking an instinct to survive in this land anyways. Others are one I took from your outsider encampments. Yes, including those books. How else do you think I'm able to speak your strange outsider language? Nal and I have been stealing books from your kind ever since you arrived on our lands. The books have taught us some of where you came from, but not much. There, that will keep the cave warm. We are moving into our cold time, as I'm sure you are aware, and the nights will be harsh. Here, this is for you. Spring water. I haven't seen you drink since Nala nearly had her way with you. I'll not have you pass out in my cave due to an ailment as silly as not drinking water. So drink. That's good. Now then, I have more questions to ask, but I know I don't need to concern myself with your dishonesty, am I correct? Good. I shall allow you to ask me questions as well. In fact, I will allow you to ask me one first. Yes, you may ask me any questions you like, and if I'm able, I will answer. You won't be returning to your encampment after all, so there are no secrets I won't share with you. Yes, Nala is indeed my sister. Her and I were both born from the same mother, and we have been cubmates ever since. I also have 8 other sisters, each with their own cubmate, and each with their own piece of territory in this area. Though we all live separate from each other. Your face of confusion is an amusing one. Did you know that? I thought myself to have been clear in my explanation. Was I not? Or are you simply simple-minded? How was I born from a leopard? A leopard, is that what your kind calls them? Curious. As for your question, which is a second question, mind you, I'm not sure I understand. All the animals of this forest give birth to those like me. For every pup brought into this world, there is a hairless cub brought into the world along with them. I trust Nala more than anything in this land, even more than my other litter mates. He certainly doesn't, does he? Oh, that's right, I forget that you can't understand her. Nala said that, despite being of civilized origins, you certainly know very little of this world. And yes, I can understand her. I can understand the words that Nala speaks more clearly than even your own. She has read every book that I have, and so she knows as much about you and your worlds as I do. But enough on that. You have asked far too many questions, so I'll have mine next. Why are you here? And by you, I mean your kind, outsiders. Far as I know, it was not until just recently that your kind started stomping through our forest. So why did you come in the first place? Exploration. And that is the only reason? Not quite the details I was hoping for, but an honest answer nonetheless. Very well, it's your turn. How big is this forest? It seems we are going to be even when it comes to sparse answers. Because that is not a question I have an answer to. Far as Nala and I know, there is no end to the forest. We have climbed the highest mountain within our territory in order to get a good view. And aside from the endless waters, what is it you outsiders call? Ocean. Yes. Aside from the endless ocean to what your metal trinket describes as south, there is nothing but endless forest. Neither Nala or I, or any of our other pack members, have strayed beyond our territory, lest we intrude on the territories of the others. You're an intruder in our lands, and yet you ask more questions than I do. I think then that will be enough for now. There is something more pressing I would like to investigate that has been growing ever on my mind. So, if you've had enough water, I want you to remove the furs around your waist and stand exposed before me. Why? Because I'm telling you to. But if you must know the reason, it is because I plan to smell you. Completely and thoroughly smell you. But before you do, I will indulge your question. Draw your gaze to the space between my legs, as there is something I want you to see. Give me a moment to move my furs aside. There. Now then, the space between my legs, do you see how it has become red and swollen? It started becoming that way when I first caught scent of you. I did not understand why, but Nala told me that's what happened to Mother when it came time for her to have us. Mating, she called it. I do not understand the reason for that, or what it means, so I intend to smell you until I find out. Smelling is how those of my kind understand all that which they do not know in this world. And you will be no different. So remove the skins and stand before me. I do not wish to ask again. I've never had to repeat my words so frequently in my life until meeting you, and I am not at all fond of it. Good. Yes, just here before me like that. You may begin with facing me. Now remain still. Where to begin? I suppose I'll begin with your feet. Your feet smell more like whatever foreign land you come from, more than the land you've been trudging through. Do you know that? That was not a question I was expecting an answer to. Remain silent. Your legs carry. More of your scent. Subtle yet still does nothing except pull at my curiosity. I shall move up further. Scent grows stronger as I've gotten higher up on your legs. A much deeper scent. Fascinating. I am tempted to smell the place between your legs, but I believe that should be saved for last. And so I will now begin with your neck and work my way back down from there. So remain where you are and remember not to look me in the eye. You've become sweaty, and so your neck carries more of your scent now than it did the first time I smelled it. That is good. Now your chest. Fascinating. Fascinating scent. Every part of you smells similar, and yet every part of you is distinct. In fact, I almost find your scent merely a side effect of my confusion with you. Now your arms. Lift them above your head. I intend to smell them under. Oh. Oh my. Such a fascinating musk. It's so strong. I can tell you haven't properly washed in days. How fortunate for you. Apologies if you find the sensation ticklish, but do your best to remain still. I'm not finished. Familiarizing. I mean, investigating your scent. Oh, human. I'm feeling hot, so I'm going to remove the rest of my own skins and furs that I'm wearing. You will remain where you are. I would prefer silence from you as well. If you are going to make absurd comments like that, Nala. I merely find myself becoming too hot for my skins, and thus have no need of them at this moment. Is that entirely unusual? That question was also not asked with the intent of receiving an answer. Now then, human, I'm going to kneel down and thoroughly investigate the scent between your... I've changed my mind. I want you to move to the edge of that spring pool. Get on your hands and knees and spread your legs. Because I'm going to smell your behind first, instead. And that would be the most appropriate position for me to do so. And the most comfortable position for you to be in, as the ground surrounding the pool is soft. So you may move. Good, yes. Just like that on all fours. Now remain where you are, and do not move until I say so. Oh, believe me, human, I am well aware that it's been some time since you bathed. That is precisely why I wish to familiarize your scent right now, and partly the only reason you are still alive. Now be silent. I'm about to begin and I need to focus. I'm also going to use my hands to spread you, to properly take in the scent. Peculiar scent here as well. I can tell by the scent here that you have a very poor diet. Not enough greenery, and whatever meat you've been consuming must be of terrible quality. And not enough water. Do not speak, I was merely informing you. It is, however... Mm. Mm.
a deep and enticing scent nonetheless. I'm learning more about your body by smelling your behind than I think you might realize. And I've come to realize that I find it enticing, despite your obviously poor diet and hygiene, which I will see to fixing. But first, I think perhaps I'll try just a little taste.
Be still. I told you to remain where you were. I intend to lick you here and require that you remain still as I do. I've informed you of this before. Do you really believe if I found the scent of your dirty posterior offensive, I would have spent such an extended amount of time smelling it? Much less lick it? I find your scent pleasing and satisfactory, and now I wish to familiarize myself with your taste and see to it that you are properly cleaned here. So no, you may not bathe in the spring first, because I will clean this place for you. Listen, human. This is not intended to be an unpleasant experience. To the contrary, you should be honored. To have your posterior lick clean is normally only reserved for cubs, mates, or siblings. For cubs, it is essential practice to ensure that they make regular and healthy movements. My mother did it with me when I was young to ensure my movements were regular and healthy. And even once I had grown, Nala regularly does it for me to this day. And I her. It can also be very pleasurable to experience if you allow it. Listen well, human. I have come to find that my body has settled on you becoming my mate. But if you continue to defy me, my mind will most definitely decide otherwise, and it will not end well for you. Now relax your body and allow me to do my work. I will not stand for a second interruption. Good. Now then.
A good, a pleasant taste. Though again a reminder of your poor diet. I will be smelling and licking here regularly as well as inspecting your droppings until I'm satisfied your diet and health have improved. Then if you still find this practice so objectionable, I will stop. You will fall sick otherwise. I suspect sickness is common with the other humans who arrive here. I thought so. Twitching and small movements are acceptable, as I understand the sensation is unfamiliar to you. Also, should you feel the need to bear down as though you are making a movement, do not prevent it, as it is a natural reaction. Before you speak, or no, I will not be offended should you actually make a movement during my cleaning. I will merely allow you to finish, remove your droppings from the cave, and return to cleaning you. It has happened with me and Nala and all others who received this cleaning on many occasions. Now, if that alleviates your concerns, I would like you to be silent and just allow my sensations you feel to happen, as I will be cleaning and tasting you with more intent now. Oh, so good. Your scent, your taste. Oh, so good. They're starting to become a more pleasant sensation, isn't it? Yes, you may grind your behind back into me. If the desire takes you, I'm going to try and spread you a bit wider. I'm also going to attempt to push my tongue inside, just slightly. So remember my words about relaxing and bearing down. Grind into me It pleases me that you have come to find the sensation pleasurable. See? Did I not tell you it could become a pleasurable experience when you let it? You're even starting to make little sound. I find that amusing. I also find it encouraging to continue. That's it. Continue bearing down. I'll try to accommodate it by pushing my tongue in and licking harder. Such an intoxicating taste. An intoxicating scent.
No, you may not partake as well. You will get your chance to smell in time, but for now you simply must take my word, sister.
Oh.
There, I familiarized your scent, and your posteria is also properly cleaned. I must say, considering this is the first time I have cleaned a behind such as yours since my packmates were all still together many years ago, I did quite well. Oh? You would like me to continue doing it longer? I am pleased you found it as enjoyable as I insisted you would find it. But that is all for now. Do not worry, there will be plenty more cleanings in your future should you remain cooperative. It would seem my cleaning has put you in a mating mood, however, given how much your member has swelled. That is good, because I have made my decision. I wish for you to become my mate, human. I am completely serious, and that goes to the both of you. I don't know why you would have any reason to protest, Nala, given that you were the one who noted the changes in my own body before I did, of my going into heat. Isn't that what you wanted? However, I've also changed my mind on another matter. Should you refuse my offer to become my mate, I would be willing to see you returned home. I am not entirely sure why myself. I suppose it's because I know you would be true to your word now that I've properly smelled you and, well, that trinket you had. It reminded me of something in my past which I do not wish to discuss, but does nonetheless allow me to sympathize with you and your pack and your lands. What's more, I never did ask whether you already had a mate back at wherever it was that you came from. To deprive you of her, if you do, would be a cruel thing to do. Oh, I see. You do not have a mate, so then would that affect your choice in whether to stay? You would indeed live here with me. I'm currently in heat, so if we were to mate, I would certainly become pregnant. And of course, as my mate, I would protect you from anything that could harm you in this forest. So, knowing that, will you accept? Will you live here with me and become my mate for life?
You will? You truly wish to? Oh, I'm truly honored you accept.
Well then, I cannot promise your life here will be easy or perfect, but I think you will come to love it with time. And I vow to be the best mate that I can be, though it will be a process of learning for me as well. And I will do my best to be less harsh to you as well. As my mate, you should have as much say in our lives as myself. I have never been sure of something in my entire life. All my instincts tell me to become this human's mate, and you know better than anyone that my instincts have always been right. I know it may take time for you to accept him, but I'm asking you to trust me again as your sister. Thank you, Nala. Now then, my mate. I would very much like to mate today. Right now, if you would have me. Very well, then we shall. Would you prefer a quick dip in the spring beforehand? I apologize for so harshly denying you of it earlier, and I'm still covered in the smells and dirt of the day as well, though I'm far cleaner than you are.
I see. You would prefer to do so after. I am becoming more and more glad of my choosing you by the minute. That is good. You should become familiar with my scent as well. And I would prefer to mate sooner. After all, can you see the space between my legs? It's even wetter than before. Drenched, and all the hair between my legs has become wet and matted. You will absolutely become familiar with my scent. Very well, my mate. Take my hand and I'll help you to your feet. And come with me to my bed. Nala, if you wouldn't mind giving us the furs so we may have ample room to mate. No, I did not mean move over. I was asking you to give us the entire bed. What do you mean, no? Do you intend to remain on the bed just feet away from us the entire time? Oh, honestly, sister. I'm deeply sorry about this, my maid. Nala says she insists on being close in order to observe and be close at hand in case something happens. She still simply does not trust you yet. If we try to go elsewhere to mate, she will simply follow us. Do you feel you would still be able to mate with her present? Oh, good. I'm relieved to hear it. Thank you, sister. She said that though she will be very close by, she promises not to interfere with our mating, so then come, lay with me. Now then, as my mate, it is only fair that I offer you the opportunity to both smell and lick my posterior as well. Though I will not be offended if you refuse. You wish to take the scent of the place between my legs. I do believe I would find that very pleasurable. I suppose the best way to do so would be for me to lie on my back, wouldn't it? I normally use Nala as the place for resting my head when I sleep, so I suppose I will do that if you do not mind. Very well then, Nala. If you wouldn't mind stretching out in your usual fashion, so I may lay my head upon you. Thank you. Now I'll lay back and get comfortable. And simply spread my legs so that you have easy access. And now you may smell or lick as you please. I'm very sure. As my mate, you are free to touch me in any way you see fit from now on. And unless I were not in a mood to be touched, there would never be an inappropriate time. Is there anything I could do to assist you? Would you like me to reach down and part the lips for you? I understand there's a lot of hair and it might be difficult to see. Of course, my mate, just a moment. Oh, goodness, even I cannot believe how wet going into heat has made me. I'm afraid my attempts at opening myself are not very successful. But please, come, indulge yourself. Yes, that's it. Take deep breaths. Memorize my musk. You find it pleasing, I hope. I'm very glad to hear that. No, it's nothing. Your sniffing down there merely tickles a little. Of course, you may lick me there, my mate. I did reassure you that I was more than happy to allow it. In fact, I would very much like you to. So please, go right ahead. Oh, goodness. No, Nala. It's all right. He didn't harm me. Not in the slightest. So calm yourself at once. I cried out when he licked me. Because it felt... Oh, it felt incredibly good. I simply did not expect it to be so intense, so it surprised me, sister. Do not worry, my mate. You truly have nothing to fear from Nala, and you have my word she will not harm you. And you also have my word that she will not interrupt us with another outburst, or she will be removed from the cave until our mating is finished, whether she wants to or not. Now please, whatever place you looked before, please do it again. Oh, it's so warm. such a warm and pleasurable sensation. I thought that place was already become as hot and wet as it could have. Oh, but your tongue just feels so much warmer. Yes, keep licking. More. Bury your face into me. Oh, look at my juices and bury your face into my mound. So you'll never, never forget my scent. Oh, ever. Oh, I have never, ever felt anything like this before. I'm gonna have to set these furs outside and dry afterward, because I'm going to soak them. And you keep looking at a place that feels pleasurable to nearly a painful degree. Please, please, please keep looking there. Continue looking me there more, more. And here I find myself pushing against you. I feel as if I can't get myself close enough. Oh, my body feels so heated I can hardly stand it. Oh, goodness, all right. My maid, slow yourself, please. Oh, oh, yeah. Oh, no, you did nothing wrong at all. It is merely just that your tasting me has licked away whatever resistance to my instincts I had left. Now, I can no longer wait. Not one more moment. You could taste it. And your face is covered in the juices of my fertile mound. And so, if you will raise to your knees and allow me to get up, then I will assume the proper position for you to mount me on all fours. Yes, like this. I have observed this position being done before, so I will mimic these moments. Lower my upper body to the ground and arch my behind up in the air. And now I am properly presenting to you, my mate. I can see you are hardened and ready, so please take me, give my body what it needs, mate with me and get me pregnant. Oh yes, place your hands on my hips. You may hold them as tightly as you need to. Do not worry about harming me. You couldn't even if you wished. You haven't even entered me, and I can't keep myself from grinding back into you. I'm so ready to begin. Please, please don't make me wait anymore. I can't bear it. I cannot bear it. I can see how stiff and ready you are, and I can smell fresh sweat on you. You need it as badly as I do. Yes, yes, just push it inside. No need to go slowly. Yes, do it. Oh, yes, keep going, my mate. Push it further in until you can't any longer. Here, I'll assist you, and just push myself back on you. Am I tight? And hot? Well, that should not surprise you. You are the first to ever mate with me, and I am in heat. But I do feel very hot inside, don't I? Perhaps my kind is warmer on the inside than the females of your land. But my maid, are you merely going to kneel there while I grind back onto you like a running animal? Or do you plan to actually take me? Grinding feels so wonderful, but I require some assistance here. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's more like it. Yeah, very much more like it. Oh, yes. Oh, dig your fingers into my hips. Oh, finally. Oh, after all this time, I'm finally mating. Oh, is this how vigorous and giving you are as mate? Oh, then I could truly care less of what you come from, or that you're different than I. Oh, oh, I feel like my mind is melting. I can't tell if I'm dripping down my legs with sweat or my wetness. Oh, with every thrust, it feels like my body is growing weaker. And I know I'm far stronger than you, and yet my body is falling completely defenseless against you. Even Nala's impressed by your vigor. She says we look like a fine mating pair, and that you better get me pregnant on our first try as well. I don't think that will be a concern. With how deep you go, you're smacking into me so hard that I can feel it shaking on my bones. Oh, such an exquisite sensation. To think, when I first smelled you out in the forest, it all started as a tingle between my legs. And now, the wetness flowing from my injuries never ends. I can tell I've completely soaked you from the sound you make with every thrust. Oh, God, I feel something is rising inside of me. Starting to cram my hips back into your thrust by instinct. I think the time is growing near. I can feel your breathing getting harder and smell your sweating even more. Are you near as well? Are you there? Close to coming? Akiri's name. Well, very well. If that is what it's called where you come from, then let's do it. You're right, sister. I shouldn't any longer. I have been holding it back for some time now because I wanted to wait for you. But Nala says she can tell you have too. She's been watching you. I can't hold it back any longer. And she says that neither of us should. That we should simply let our mating peak together. So then, my dearest mate, let go. Push yourself into me deep as you can and release yourself in me. Come inside me. So that I might get pregnant. That I might get pregnant with your children. I must. Oh, my mate. I dare. I stop staring. No, it's embarrassing. Oh. It's coming. I'm coming, my mate. I'm coming. Goodness, no, remain where you are, my mate. I know it's hard to stay on your knees, but remain there where you are as long as you can. Keep holding yourself deep inside me until our bodies stop squeezing each other. Oh my, I don't know what came over me. I've never felt so good. And such a flood of emotions I've never felt before. Once the mating began, it was as if my body began to take on a mind of its own. And when my sister encouraged us to let go, I just let go. And feeling you shake like a leaf in the wind against me as you, well, came as you said. I could feel it as well. Your member pulsating deep inside of me. And a curious tickling sensation even deeper inside of me. Alright, my mate. Ease out of me. And lay with me. Against Nala. Oh, goodness, all of this white liquid running out. I suppose this is what will get me pregnant. Oh, but come, my mate, lie against her with me. Do not worry, she won't mind, will you, sister? It's as if all the strength has left me, and I can see it has for you as well. Nala, we rely on you for our protection during this time of vulnerability. And I'd like to remain here to allow his cum to settle in me. She is quite soft, isn't she? And her size perhaps seems significant to you, but it's quite normal for me. As I said, my mother, who is a leopard, as you call them, she was bigger than even Nala is. I've come to find myself very happy having a mate to lie with. And also very much regret my earlier treatment of you. I did truly intend to kill you at first. To allow Nala to kill you, however I... I am as well, sister. Oh, apologies. My sister merely found the words quicker than I. She said that she was thankful that she heeded my call in not harming you, and thankful my choice in sparing you. I am very thankful in my choice as well. Honestly, more than anything, instinct told me to spare you. Perhaps it was merely mating instinct at first, but now it has had time to blossom into something much deeper. You make a fantastic mate, no doubting that, but my care for you has grown so much deeper than that. What do you mean, what was that? I merely gave you a kiss. Do you find that amusing? Or perhaps even distasteful? Is this not how mated pairs kiss where you are from? Then show me. How is a kiss done in your lands? I tilt my head up towards you and lean my head back. Alright, is this what you mean? Close my eyes. And you will bring your face to mine. Curious, but very well, my mate. I trust you, so I shall. You truly are from a strange land. Such an odd way of kissing. And yet, not at all displeasing, and certainly not a quick way to note the scent of your breath. Which I find quite pleasing as well. I find myself beginning to drift off. Nala is going to insist on bathing us later, but for you, I think the spring would be better. Nala has a very rough tongue that could lick the bark off a tree. Your skin would peel off like the scales of a fish. My skin would be perfectly fine, however. I'm sure you've noticed my body, my stamina, all are far greater than any female in your lands. All of my kind are this way. We have to be in order to survive in this land. I know this is a great concern for you, but if surviving in this forest is what concerns you, then you needn't be. I will teach you everything you need to know. Not just in how to survive as you other humans do, but to thrive. Every day in this forest will be a joy, not a fight. And there are secrets in this forest that I can show you. Ones that might greatly assist in your place in this land. But do not let that worry you now. Nala and I will protect you from anything that would harm you, as you are my mate after all. And my love. In time, no doubt, once my belly begins to grow, I will have even more to protect as well. And I am glad you have chosen to remain here with me. The fact that you chose to remain here with me, even when I said you could leave, truly means a lot. I understand you are leaving a familiar home for a foreign one, and I'm sorry for speaking ill of your home. There is much I would still like to learn of it, if you would tell me, and much of my world that I would like to show you. I'm sure my many sisters would be joyed to know I have found a mate. And I do have much to tell you of who I am and my past. Even why that trinket around your neck made me hesitate. All in good time. So, thank you, my mate. There. A kiss from my world and a kiss from yours. So you may never forget the pleasures of either place. But now, I shall cuddle closer to you. When I wake, I will go hunt for food. So allow yourself to sink deeper into Nala and feel her soft fur. Hear her strong heartbeat. Feel my heartbeat against yours. And I feel yours against mine. Gaze into my eyes. Feel our hearts, our breaths moving together. And let us drift off together. Rest well, my beloved mate.